and more on the steroid story now with a visit to the beach. This is Venice, Venice Beach, actually a place called Muscle Beach, where they have equipment to work out on and lift weights, all kinds of exercise stuff. This is where the whole bodybuilding craze in America really began. Arnold Schwarzenegger used to work out here. Someone around here must know about steroids. There's a young man working out here, Amir Edwards. He's wearing bikini bottoms in a camo pattern and looking very good, pumped up, but not really chemically altered, as with so many bodybuilders. Have people been talking about steroids in the last few days around here?
I haven't heard anything. Keep my headphones on and focus on what I'm doing and block out all the riffraff.
A couple of other bodybuilders denied they use steroids. They are mostly at the gyms, the bodybuilders said. So we leave Muscle Beach for an office complex in Santa Monica. And Philip Golia, these days he's a trainer, but he used to be a competitive wrestler and bodybuilder. He was once Mr. North America. Back then, he used steroids, lots of them, while he was competing. So I asked him what it's like when you take these drugs. How do they make you feel?
You have a higher degree of libido, so there's a sense of feeling more sexual. As well, you've got a lot more energy. You need less sleep, generally speaking, and whatever joint pain you had goes away.
At what point do the adverse effects kick in?
I had taken steroids for years as a bodybuilder. Quite frankly, when you're in the forest of the use of these products and your body is growing and you feel so good and you don't have any joint pain, you really think that you can self-regulate. But unfortunately, as a competitive athlete myself, the amounts of steroids used in order to compete at the international level that I competed at, in order to just stay healthy, was a pretty substantial chemical management concern. Above and beyond that, I was less concerned about what adverse effects, because it really does allow you to lift at kind of a superhuman level. You get so strong and you recuperate so rapidly that your strength patterns are really, honestly, they're just through the roof. So you're feeling pretty good about yourself at the time. And then when you finally come off of whatever product you are using, at that point your body takes a deep breath and it says, you know, I've been saving you for a long time. I'd like to show you what you've done to yourself. So your joint pain and all the little aches and pains and tears and traumas that your body experienced across the course of years of use start to show up.
Philip Golia, thank you for speaking with us on Day Today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We go now to Dr. Gary Wadler. He's on the Prohibited Lists and Methods Committee of the World Anti-Doping Agency. He's also a medical professor at New York University. Dr. Wadler, thank you for joining us on the program.
Nice being with you.
Tell me, what is it that happens when people stop taking steroids? What actually physically happens in the body?
There is a dependency syndrome associated with steroid use. It's sort of akin to other forms of dependency. And one of the manifestations of that is a profound depression. And as we heard in Congress, three families whose sons killed themselves shortly after stopping their use of anabolic steroids.
Well, there is that. But what about physically in the body, when people's bodies seem to suffer these bad consequences as a result of having taken this?
There are both permanent and non-permanent changes in the body. Some are predictable, some are unpredictable. Some are related to secondary sex characteristics. Some are related to other parts of the body, such as the heart. In teenagers, it fools the body into believing that their adolescence is over and they will close their long bones growth center, so they'll never achieve their full potential height. In terms of some of the physical aspects, a male will get feminized because the testosterone in the body is converted by a process called aromatization to estrogen, the female hormone. Conversely, women will get masculinized. They will get a male pattern baldness, they'll get facial hair, they'll get deep voice, which is irreversible, and enlarged Adam's apple, which is irreversible. We see increased incidence of heart disease, certainly aberrations in cholesterol metabolism. For those who are taking the oral variety, there's a variety of liver tumors associated with it. Because it's injectable, we have problems with HIV and hepatitis. The list goes on, and they are not inconsequential. They're not minor. They're not fleeting. They're not to be ignored.
Dr. Gary Wadler of the World Anti-Doping Agency and New York University. Thank you, Dr. Wadler.
It's been my pleasure.